Okay, today is Gitin Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to start at the two dots, about 12 lines from the bottom of Ayin Bet Amud Bet. I'm just going to say that for the next few days, Thursday, Friday, I won't be teaching. I'm going to be away for the weekend. If people are listening from Silver Spring area, I'll be speaking in the Kentville Synagogue. You're all invited to attend. And hopefully, I'll only be back Wednesday, but I'm going to hope to post at least Sunday, Monday from where I am, barring any unforeseen circumstances. So hopefully I'll be able to post at least Sunday, Monday, if not maybe Tuesdays also. We'll see what happens. So keep checking and seeing. Obviously from Israel, the time might be a little off. It'll be later in the day. So
we'll stay up until okay. Like 2 in the morning. We're in the dark area. Don't you worry.
Okay. First, continuing in the Gitin here of the person who gives a get to his wife on the condition that he dies. Okay, today we're going to get to the next Mishnah, which discusses what's their marital status, which we kind of alluded to a little bit yesterday, but what's their marital status in the event, you know, in that interim period, okay, what are they allowed to do? What's, you know, we'll see. We'll see all the ramifications, or some of them. Okay, so that was the later case in the Mishnah where it says, this is your get from today if I die, from this sickness. And then he gets up and he goes in the shuk, and then, right, I don't remember exactly how it worked, but then he dies.
He gets better.
Well, that's the halach b'shuk. Okay, then he dies. So then we try to figure out, was it from the first sickness, or do we assume that gets no longer a good get anymore because he already got better? Okay, and this goes back to the concept that when you have shchiv meira, someone who's on their deathbed, and they say something assuming they're going to die, but then they don't die, right? Then also we don't consider it, right? We consider it's canceled, right? If they end up not dying. So this is similar to that, but we're going to see what happens. Here he specifically conditioned it upon his dying from the sickness, and then it's not clear whether he did or not. So, Zegitech Mahayom Mati Micholizev Amav Alach Bashuk. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna now starts to talk about the Gito Kimatanato. His get is like his matana. We've seen the statement before. Ma Matanato Imamad Choser. Av Gito Imamad Choser. So now, again, if he gives a get on his deathbed, and the assumption is he's giving it because he thinks he's going to die, and he doesn't want his wife to have to do yibum, and then he gets better, just like we've said with the matana, that the matana is no longer a good matana, right? Let's say he gives away all his money on his deathbed. He says, I'm going to give this to you, and that to you, and that to you, and that to you, and then all of a sudden he gets better. So we don't say, oh, well, you know, sorry, you gave away all your money. Obviously, it gets canceled, so same thing with the get. Okay, this is Rav Huna, remember, because we're going to have a disagreement about it. Umagito, now we're going to have a learning, right? This we learned get from matana. Now we're going to learn the opposite, matana to get. Matana from get. So now they're going to say, umagito, afagav delo parish. Kevanda amar ktovu, afagav delo amar tnu. Just like with get, even if he doesn't say a full statement, but he says write the get, but what he really means is write and give the get, that's what we assume. We assume he meant write and give the get, not just write the get. So, since we know that's true about get, we've learned that already, we're going to learn from here. Again, we've seen this whole statement already. This is repetitive. But we're going to say the same thing for matana. Now, with matana, the comparison is going to be different. There's no ktov v'tnu. There's tnu and then a kinyan. So now we're going to say, if you say tnu, but you didn't do a kinyan, that's going to be good. So, kevan damar tnu, afagav delo kanumine, it works. So we're comparing ktovu to tnu by matana. Ktovu by get is like tnu by matana. Right, the word tnu by get would be the, you know, the finished product. The finished product by matana would be a kinyan. Tnan, zeki tech mahayom imati micholi zev v'amav balach b'shuk b'chala umet omdim oto imach macholi arishon met hareza get v'imlav eino get. So now they're quoting our Mishnah. We'll see why in a second. V'i amart im amad choser lamali. Imamad chazer, Lama li umdina hare amad. Right? What did we say? Why do we have to say if he got up and walked in the shuk, then we need to do an umdina? Hare amad. He already got up and he was better. So it should be clear. People, basically, the assumption is, right, you're not going to go out in the shuk if you're still sick. Okay? So therefore, it must be obvious that he got better from his disease. So now, Amar Mar Barei Rav Yosef Mishmei Derava Shenitek Micholi Lecholi. It means that he got better from one disease, but then got sick from right. He like moved from straight from one to the other. But then they say Vaha Amad Katane. Right? It sounds like Amad Micholi Zeh. It sounds like Amad. Like he finished the. In other words, one is saying he went right from one to the other. So there was like no empty space in between. So now they say, but it says Amad. So what do they answer? Amad Micholi Zeh V'Nafal Lecholi Acher. Right? It means he got up from one disease, and as he got up from that sickness, he immediately got sick with another one. So they say, "Vaha halach b'shuk katane," but I don't understand. If he went straight from one, finished one, went straight to the other, then how could he have gone to the shuk? Doesn't make any sense, right? It's like we talked about the other day, right? Yantif going into yantif, right? There's no break in the middle. So what do they say? Katane. Oh, it should read like this: halach al mishanto. Okay. What does that mean? Right? He went with a walker. You know, he wasn't exactly perfectly healthy. So, which then leads us to say, well, if he wasn't 100% healthy, well, then what did he die from? The new one or the old one? So then they say, Vaha kamash malan, and what does it teach you? Da halacha mishanto hu de be'inan umdina. Okay? That if he's walking on his walker, that's the case where you're going to need an umdina, and you wouldn't need an umdina otherwise. Okay, okay, but idach, but in the other case, right, a regular case where he just goes to the shuk, umdinal nami lo be'inan. Okay, but the other case, you wouldn't need to do an umdina. So shmat mina, we can learn from here, shchiv meira, shenitek micholi lecholi, matanato matana. In other words, you're trying to derive from here that a shchiv meira, that gets sick and goes from one disease to the other, because what did we just say? According to this, if you went straight from one disease to the other, the get would be a good get. So now, would it be the same for matana, for a shchiv meira? If he gets, right, he gives away all his money, and then he gets better, right? But he, like, immediately gets sick with something else. So would his matana be a good matana? So then they say, we do say this. To Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishmei Derav, shchiv meira, shenitek micholi lecholi, matanato matana. Okay, so yes, we actually do say this. Okay, if he goes from one disease to the other, which actually makes sense, because he's giving away his money because he thinks he's going to get sick, not necessarily from this particular sickness. Okay, now I'm going back to the beginning. What did we say? Rav Huna said, Gito kimatanato, right? Imamad choser af gito, imamad choser. So he said this very interesting halacha. You give a get to your wife, and then, right, the assumption is you're going to die, and then you don't die, so the get is not a good get. Comes Rava Barava, and they disagree with him. Lo svira lehu hada Rav Huna. Okay, they don't agree with what Rav Huna said. Why? Gzera shema yomru yesh get la'achar mita. And what's the issue here? The issue is, if you say imati micholi zeh, and then you get sick with some other... One second. Imamad choser afito imamad choser. Right? So then...
people might assume that the get of a seriously ill man takes effect posthumously. That's how they would explain why it's nullified if he recovers, but valid if he dies.
Right. So what's the issue here? We're going to see that if he actually, right, if you're going to say that it depends on whether he dies or not, then it's going to appear as if it only works once he dies. Right? You understand? People are going to misconstrue because they're going to say, well, it depends if he dies. And if they see that you get the get only after he dies from the sickness, then, and that is if we allow him to give a get, and then the get gets canceled, right, because he gets better, then we're going to, and it only works when he dies, then what are people going to think? That yesh get la harmita. Okay, he's worried that people, it will look like this get only works after his death. So therefore, what are they going to say? So they say this doesn't work. So in other words, what does that mean? That that really he said imata micholizeh, right? And according to Rav Huna, right? According to the real halacha, the get is not a good get. But what are we going to say? Because of this concern that people will misunderstand and think that yesh get lach hamita, we're going to say it is a good get. And this is going to remind us of something we learned before. Could you remember the Betlo Mevutal case, where you're not allowed to be mevatel a get because of the takana of Rabban Gamliel? But if you do, right, then what do we say? Is it canceled or not? There was a homachloka, and they said, well, how could it be the midah oraita? This is a good get. This is not a good get because you canceled it, but midah rabbana, we're going to say it is a good get. In other words, how can the rabbis change something midah oraita? Okay, this is going to get tachta'at kiddushi. So, what are they going to say? Umi'i kamidi to midah oraita lo habigita. This really isn't a get because you said only if I die, micholizeh, right, and you didn't. But because of a gzeira that we're worried that people will think, yesh get la harmita, you're going to allow this esherish, right? The mita oraita, she's not divorced. And now you're going to assume she's divorced because of a gzeira. You're basically changing her marital status based on a gzeira d'rabanan, and you're going against the halacha mita oraita. So what does the Gemara answer? And we have no problem with that. Kol de mekadesh adata d'rabanan mekadesh vavke ina rabanan l'kidusha mine. Anyone who gets married, al pi dat Moshe Yisrael, according to the laws of the rabbis. And the rabbis then have the power to basically uproot Kiddushin. And this we talked about on Daf Lamed Gimel. You can go back there if you want to remember all the issues we discussed. I'll just mention very briefly that many of the Rishonim are very careful to only allow use of this, right? This is mentioned a few times, very few times in the Gemara. And they're very careful to say it really only applies in these particular situations. Some people say that it only applies when there's a get involved. In other words, when there is some sort of potential get, right? Like nowadays, if you want to use it to resolve aguna cases, what's always the issue? There is no get, right? And all these cases, last time it was that he gave a get and canceled it, right? And this time, there was a get, right? It's just a matter of whether it's valid or not. So some people say that that's where it has to be limited to, right? Other people say, no, we can, you know, the question is, how far can we use this statement? And that's where people are trying to push aguna issues nowadays to allow hakak yidushin in more cases. Last time we discussed also sort of tshuva, where they tried to use this. Yeah.
So the right of the get
is not a get. Right.
A get, but the rabbanan, the get is a get.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what's right. It's the opposite of the other get. Yeah. It's the opposite. Okay. But it's the same concept that they're flipping it from what it really is, midah oraita, and they're saying midah rabbanan, and we're going to flip the status, which okay. When you're talking about esh edish, all the more so, you know, it's very serious. So, but they say they could do this. So now we're going to say, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, this is the exact same sugya we saw there. Tinach ta kadish b'kaspa, kadish b'biya ma'ika l'meimar. I understand if it's money we're talking about, because rabbis have the power to move money. So if he married her with money, let's say like we do with a ring, so we could say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you gave her this ring, but we're going to say that the ring wasn't used for the purposes of marriage. It was just a gift to her, in which case you're not really married. So, right, because remember, how are they dealing with the fact that midah oraita, there's a get, or there isn't a get, right? What are they saying? They're saying, oh, well, there was no marriage to begin with. It's not that they're, right? So now, how could they, so that works when there's money, because hefker beit and hefker, we've said, they have powers to move money and all that. But Kaddish Bibiya Ma'ika Lamemar, what if he slept with her and by sleeping with her, he was Makadish, right, Bibiya? He said, I'm going to sleep with you, Almanat Lakadesh Otach, in order to marry you. So what can we say? Amarle, Shavi Rabbanan Labilato Bilatsnut. They can just say, oh no, instead of him sleeping with her for the purposes of marriage, he slept with her for the purposes of Znut. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, nice, right. I mean, right, there's a whole separate issue there about, you know, whether then, does it turn out he really did an avera then? But not really, because they're only doing it retroactively. There was no kavanah sin. There was no, you know, it's not like, they could just say, we'll call it something else. Okay, we're going to actually see this same concept, although it's going to be a little different later on the sugya today, about whether you could say that he sleeps with the woman, l'shem kiddushin, or l'shem znud. It's going to be the exact same thing. It's almost like this is a foreshadowing of what's going to come later today. Tana Rabbanan. He says, this will be your get from today, which we said that works, right? Because it'll be now, if I die from this sickness. What happens then? V'nafal habayit alav. Ohi chishon achash. Okay, and then the house falls down on him. And then, I was thinking of that ulam, you know, ulam eruim where the whole thing crashed, right? Or he got a snake bite. Ain't no get. Okay, obviously this is not a get because he didn't die from the sickness. Now, what's the whole issue here? It's onus, right? This is an unanticipated onus, right? This was something he didn't really think was going to happen. Okay, he was thinking, I might die from the sickness, but he didn't think, right? This is a little bit, you know, playing game, right? Like, you never know where it's going to come from, right? You're sick in bed, you think that's the worst that could possibly happen, all of a sudden the house falls down on you and you die. Okay. Im lo e'emo micholi zeh, what if he says, now the assumption is he says, zegitech mehayom, okay? And then he says, im lo e'emo micholi zeh, if I don't get up from this sickness. V'nafal abayit alav, o'i chishon achash, harei zeh get. This case works.
Because he also didn't get up from the sickness.
Yeah, fair. Okay, so hold off. So the Gemara is going to have a lot of trouble with this, and they're going to, in the end, say that this is a messed up writer.
Yes. Okay.
So look,
there's
two ways to read this, okay? Listen, there's two ways to read this. The simple reading, I think, which the Gemara rejects in the end, okay, like Debs, okay? The machloket you guys are having right here, that's the machloket in the Gemara, basically. So it's good. So now, the way to possibly understand it is he's saying, if I don't get up from this disease, and in the end, he didn't get up from the disease. Now, it's true, that's not the reason, and that's exactly why they're going to say, what's the difference, Reisha? Seifa, okay, the Gemara says it right now. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, and they actually don't answer the question, okay? Generally, there's an answer to that question here. There's no answer, and they're confused by it, and later on the Sugya, they're going to actually say it was a messed up version. Shalchu mitam. They sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, another case that's like this. Achalo ari ein lanu. Okay? Also, it's not going to be a get if he gets eaten by a lion. Okay? Another crazy ones case. What we're going to do today is we're going to distinguish between ones that's typical ones and ones that's atypical ones. Okay? Ones is something unexpected, right? You couldn't have planned for. But there's different levels of what kind of ones we have. So these cases are considered to be totally and utterly unanticipated. Hahu gavra dezabin ara lechavre. There was a guy who bought land from his friend. Kabil alei kol onsa dimityalid. The friend who he bought the land from said, I accept upon me if anything happens to this, any ones, I will accept responsibility. Lisof afiku ba nahara. Okay, in the end, the nahar came and, the king ordered that they were going to move the nahar, okay, the water, the stream, docked through that property. Okay, now was that something anticipated? No. Who would have ever thought that was going to happen, that the king was going to decide, oh, right where this house is, this property, this field is, that's where I'm going to put I'm going to make the stream go through there instead of where it naturally is. So definitely it wasn't anticipated onus. So now the question is he responsible or not? Amalei. Sil shafele daha kabilat alach kol onse dimityalit. He says, give me back my money. You said you take responsibility for any kind of onus that happens. Amar le Rav Acha bar Tachlifa le Ravina, onse de lo shachiyachu. Okay, this is onus lo shachiyach. And since it's onus lo shachiyach, I don't think he's responsible. This is such an unanticipated thing that when he said, I'm assuming responsibility for all onsim, he didn't mean this. Igalgel milta, okay, so apparently the issue wasn't totally resolved, and it kept going on. Umata the kameja raven, it eventually comes before Rava, right? You know, like people take things to court, and they're not happy with this court, they go to another one. So, amar lehu, onsa delo shachiyachu. He says very simply, this is onus that wasn't anticipated, and therefore you're not responsible. Etive Ravina le Rava, but Ravina now asks Rava a question. Im lo e'mo micholi zev, and afal alav abayit, o'i chishon nachash harei zeh get. So he says, but look, what did we say in the end of that braita? If you don't get up from that disease, right? If you say, I don't get up. And then, nafal ala bayit, o'i chishon nachash, harei zeh get. And that's like onus lo shachiyach, right? You weren't anticipating, and here we say it is a get. So amar le Rava, Rava says to him, ve'em ami reisha. No, but look at the reisha. Why don't you learn, why are you assuming that all unanticipated onus you're responsible for, that it's as if the fulfillment of the Tanai, look at the reisha. It says there, eino get, right? The same type of case, and it says eino get. Amar le Rav Acha midivte le Ravina, umishum dekasha reisha asefa lo mutvinan, tiyuv tamine. So now Rav Acha Midifti says to Ravina, and because the Reisha doesn't work with the Seifa, so therefore we can't ask a question from it. Amar lei in Kevan dekasha resha sefa lo itmar be'midrasha umishabashtahi. He says, yeah, because the resha is difficult with, from the se, you know, the resha and the sefa don't work together, therefore it must be that this wasn't a brayta that anyone actually ever brought into the Beit Midrash, and it's a mishabashta. Mishabashta means it's mishubash, right? It's got a mistake. There's a problem in it. Okay, and therefore they say there's clearly some contradiction within this brayta, and therefore you can't learn from here anything, because you can't learn from the ratio, you can't learn from the same, because we don't know what's right. In other words, they seem to contradict each other, and therefore they basically reject the source altogether. And therefore, what does he say? Zil batar svara. Therefore, you just have to follow logic, right? This is a very interesting argument, because what's it saying? It's saying when there's brayta versus svara, you hold by brayta. But when the brayta is messed up, well, and you have no brayta, basically, then you hold by svara. It's in terms of, you know, methodologically. Now, I don't know that they would always say this, but definitely this is what he's saying, is that, you know, in terms of which wins out, right? You might have thought logic wins out, but actually brayta wins out. Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua. We're going to have an interesting situation now. Two big rabbis, right? Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua. Zavan Shum Shemei Agida Nahara Malka. Okay, they bought sesame seeds, I guess, on the bank of the Nahar Malka. Agor Malche Lavurinu. Okay, they hired some sailors to bring it to the other side. Kabilu Alayhu Kol Onse Dimityalid. Okay, this is a good case of rabbis who get into business dealings and have to be very careful about how they act, because they could get into trouble. So what happened? They bought the sumsum. They said, we want to get this to the sesame. They said, we want to get this across the Nahar. They hired these sailors who took full responsibility for getting it across the Nahar. Of course, what happens? Lasof istachar Nahar, Nahar Malka. They dammed up the river, and now they can't get their stuff to the other side. There's no way to get across. So Amru Lehu, the two rabbis, said to the sailors, Agure Chamra, Afki Inu Nialand, Ha Kabilutu Alechu Kol Onsu Dimityalid. Go hire some chamarim, right, people who ride donkeys, and help us, right, apropos to Baba Mitzvah, yeah, and help us carry the stuff to the other side, because you committed. Atula Kameh de Rava, okay, now we see they're getting in front of Rava. Why? What happened? Obviously, the sailors didn't want to do that. So they end up in court. And they come before Rava, Amar Lehu, he says to the two rabbis, Kake Chiyure, what does that mean? White ducks. Why are they white ducks? Because apparently the assumption is they had these white beards. You know, they look like white skinim, right? It's always white is that respectful, you know, you look like you're very respectable. But what does he say? Mishalche Glime de Inche. You, white ducks, are taking clothes off other people's. You're unclothing other people, basically. In other words, you're trying to get money out of these guys, and it's not really right. And why is that? Onsa de lo shachiyachu. The fact that they dammed up the river was an onus that was unanticipated. And the halacha is the unanticipated onus. You're not responsible.
It's very slippery.
Because where do you make the distinction between onus that's not right? So first of all, he's very critical of these rabbis. Now you have to wonder, already beforehand, we saw that people weren't exactly clear on where to hold. And it's not necessarily that they were so wrong, you know, that he assumes they're wrong and what they did was totally inappropriate. Whether they did or not, it could be they weren't sure where we passed, or they weren't sure where to draw the line and what's onus lo shachiyach and what's onus shachiyach. But he's very clear that, you know, just like he was in the previous case, right, where he said, onus lo shachiyach is not onus and we don't count.
That's why you have the fine print nowadays.
That's why what?
You have the fine print.
Fine print, right. Yeah. You have to write it all out.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes. It's true, because
I take responsibility on myself. What does that mean? Like, if it gets ruined or the water, it gets wet.
Right. But it's a very good point. In other words, that's why nowadays it's exactly these issues that people grapple with all the time. Which areas are you taking responsibility? Which are you not? Or you have a contract, or, you know, you rent a house. Who's responsible for what type of damages, right? There's blight, severe, natural wear and tear. What's that? You know, where does what's considered that? What's not, right? We've all, I'm sure, been in situations with landlords where you have an argument as to who's what. And so definitely, this is a very big issue. Okay, back to our get issue. So the Mishnah now continues with this case of the woman who got a get that said, Mehayom, if I die. Okay, so now, what's her status that whole time period? Lo tityached imo ela bifnei edim. Okay, she cannot be alone now with her husband because the concern is that they might have sexual relations. Now, what happens if they do? Why is that such an issue? So there's two possible issues. Okay, Rashi brings up them both. What does he say? Maybe he was bo'el ota l'shem kiddushin. In other words, he gave her a get. The assumption is the get retroactively is going to be valid now.
Yeah.
But maybe if he sleeps with her again, he's basically, right, you can be mekadesh al-yidei bi'ah, we just talked about it, and he's remarrying her, and then she'll actually need a second get to be considered divorced, because it's almost like they had a remarriage. And if you sleep with someone l'shem kiddushin, you can betroth her again. So it could be that that's what he's doing when he sleeps with her. That's one option.
But the get doesn't hold till he dies.
The get doesn't hold till he dies, but retroactively it's valid from the day that he gave it.
So if he gives it like the second day they're married and says, this get is retroactive.
So then they can't sleep together from that point. That's why he wouldn't only do this if he's sick in bed and he's going to die and it's not like they're going to have sex anyway because he's sick. But that's why they say, just in case maybe he wants to, they have an aid there, okay? Elabifne aidim. In the end, they say one aid is enough, but they need some sort of witness to make sure. The second option, okay, in case the first one, right, again, whenever there's two options, it means each one is not exactly the best answer. So you might say, what does it mean? He's Ba'al Hashem Kiddushin, right? So the second answer Rashi gives is that maybe if she really is divorced from now, then she's a single woman and it's asur to have yichud with a single woman. So he can't be alone in a room with her just because of dinei yichud without a witness being there, right? Without there being some other man there. So that's just regular dinei yichud. Okay, which makes sense also with the word, lo tit yacherimo, right?
Why do we have to say unless there's an aid there? Then by nature, it's not alone.
No, so that's why. He's allowed to be with her if there's another aid. Then it's not yichud.
Then it's not alone. So why can't you just say he's not going to be alone with
her? Right, you could say that. That's true. I guess the point is that I think what this is really doing is it's telling you how you're supposed to act. You're supposed to have an aid in the room. Always, because naturally you'd be married, you're not going to have an aide in the room. But since you've already given the get, you have to make sure there's always another aide with you.
But she can't marry somebody else in that time.
Right, she can't marry someone else in that time, no. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk exactly about her status, and tomorrow it's going to continue more that we're not going to do tomorrow's stuff together, but you'll see it continues more. Okay, so now who can be a witness for this? So now they tell you, oh, well, it's easy witnesses. Okay, afilo al yidei eved, afilo al yidei shifcha, right? Usually we don't allow a woman or we don't allow an eved. In this case, even an eved, even a shifcha, chutz mi shifchata. Why? Just her own personal maidservant is not allowed. Mipnei sheliba gasba b'shifchata. Because she's so familiar with her shifcha, she won't care to have sex in front of her shifcha. Okay? Yeah, a little strange, but again, you have to understand relationships then and what it was like. Mahi bo'tana yamim. Okay, that's Donna's question, right? So what is she during those days? Now, the issue they're talking about, though, is what if she sleeps with another man during that time? Is she considered an eshet ish and she gets killed? Is she considered a pnuya? You know, what is she exactly? Rabbi Yehuda omer ke'eshet ish l'chol dvareha. She's considered an eshet ish, someone who sleeps with her, right? B'mezi d'tchenek, b'shogeg chatat, okay? And she's considered eshet ish. Rabbi Yossi omer migureshet ve'eno migureshet. Okay, she's an in-between. Okay, she's sefek migureshet, in which case you wouldn't get the same punishments as you would if she was a vadai. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ra'uha shenit yachta imo ba'afela. Okay, here's another braita. If they saw that she was with him alone in the dark, or she slept with him under the foot of the bed. I don't know why they would be doing that, but okay. We don't worry, okay, we're not concerned that they slept together. We're choshesh for prostitution. Okay, this already makes absolutely no sense, okay, because what do you mean? A second ago we just said we don't think you had sex, and then it says we're concerned that there was, you know, znut going on here, prostitution, so it's very confusing. The Gemara is going to try to deal with this in a minute. But we're not worried that he slept with her and not to remarry her, right? To cancel out the last get, you know, basically have a second marriage. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Choshishim Mishum Kiddushin. He says, we even worry that there was Kiddushin here. Okay, we're now going to have three different options of understanding this Braita. Okay, it's very confusing. Braita, Mike Amar, what is this saying? Amar of Nachman Amar Rabbi Paravua, Haki Kamar. This is what it says. Okay, now look at the words. Ra'ua shenit yachta imo. They're going to change that. They're going to say it really means Ra'ua sheniv ala. Okay, I'm sorry. If this isn't what it says in the Braita, but they're saying if he had seen, the witnesses had seen that they actually slept together, then choshishim mishum kiddushin. Then everyone will agree that we're concerned that he did it in order to remarry her again, and she would need another get to be considered divorced. Natan la ksafim, let's say he gives her money after they have relations, okay? The witnesses saw they have relations, and this is now our case in the Braita. He saw her give her money. Now, we're going to obviously say, right, if this is the issue, it definitely doesn't say this. It didn't say those words anywhere in the Braita. I just want to make it very clear. We're understanding this Braita, but we're adding things to it, okay? It doesn't say anywhere that he gave her money, right? You didn't see that. But the assumption is that since we're talking about prostitution, it must be that there was some interchange of money, because that's how prostitution works. So if he gives her money, then according to Tanakama, Choshishim Yishum Znut, Damrinan, Be'etnena Natanla, right? Remember Etnan Zona? That's the money, the Zona, right, that the Zona gets from, and it can't be used to buy a korban. So a gift she gets for prostitution. So what do we say? We say we can assume if he slept with her and there was no transaction of money, then we can assume that he did it l'shem kiddushin. But if there was a money transaction, then we can think that he was paying her. You have to understand what the reality of the situation is, right? Very strange. Here it was his wife and he's paying her money. It's very strange.
He's on his deathbed.
Right, he's on his deathbed and he's paying her money. It's very hard to understand.
She didn't have any money because women didn't have money. So
well, no, because you can get money as a gift. So he gives her money for prostitution and it's a gift to her. Right. So it's strange. It's definitely strange. Ve'ein choshishim mishum kiddushin. Okay, we're not concerned for kiddushin here because it was in transaction with money. We assume the money was for the purposes of prostitution. First of all, even if you say the reality of this is very bizarre, right, that he would actually be treating her as a prostitute, it could be just that Tanakama is trying to say that he just wants to say this isn't marriage, and I'll give you an excuse to say it was something else, even though it's unlikely that that's what it was. But if I can claim it was for something else, then we're better off because then we don't need him to give her another get. It could be that that's what's motivating him to say this crazy opinion. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Af Bizo Choshishim Mishum Kiddushin. Even in this case, we're Choshish Mishum Kiddushin. Okay? Now, in other words, and what would be the logic? He's giving her money, L'shem Kiddushin. Just like when you get married, there's a transaction of money usually that takes place. This is all, right, one reading of it. Okay, this is the way Rav Nachman reads it. Okay, he says this is how you should read it. Keman Azla. Now we want to know. Okay, we're going to do this for all the opinions. According to this, Keman Azla Hada Amar Rabba Barbachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now we're going to connect this to something Rabba Barbachana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. In a few dapim, we'll see this on Pei Aleph. Okay, what does he say? There's a machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. If you give a get, and then right after you have sex with your wife, your ex-wife, does that cancel the marriage or not?
It depends what the purpose of the
so, purpose. Well, like, what was okay, the right. So there's a machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel about if the guy went and was, well, the question is going to be, did we see he had sex, or did we see they were just together alone in a room, okay? So that's going to be the issue. But Beit Shammai says it's not a get. The get is a good get. And Beit Hillel says the fact that you slept together after shows that the get is not a good get. You're basically saying, I want to still be married to you, and you've canceled out the get, okay? So the question is, in which case do they have a machloket? So now they say, according to who, so there's a machloket there, we're going to see it there, but one opinion in the machloket is Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, machloket, their machloket is kishira'ua shenivala. Their machloket is only when we actually see that they had sex. Avalora'ua shenivala, divrayakol ein sricha himenu get sheni. But everyone agrees that if we don't know any what transpired there, and they just were alone in a room together, then they don't need another get. Okay, so now, who would agree with this? Based on our machloket, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakama, right? What do they both say here? So what do we say? Keman kedivrei hakol. This is kedivrei hakol, because what did we say? If ra'ua shenivala, remember the beginning it said? Choshishim mishum kiddushin. It's only if natan laksafim that we would have a machloket. So in the end, we say, because who do we always paskin like? We paskin like Beit Shammai. I'm sorry, Beit Hillel. And what did Beit Hillel say according to Rabbi Rachana? In the case of Ra'ua Shenivala, right? Ra'ua Shenivala, what did he say? It's not a get, right? A get batel. So that would be the same thing, right? Choshishim Mishum Kiddushin. And that's what everybody agrees with here. Everybody agrees if it was just Ra'ua Shenivala without any money transaction, everyone agreed that it would be Kiddushin. So that works according to everybody. But Matkifla Abaye. Abaye says, I don't get your opinion. Midik Safim Katani? It doesn't say anywhere in that Braita that there was any transferring of money. El Amar Abaye, Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Machloket's about. They actually argue about the case of Ra'ua Shenivala. According to Tanakama, Ra'ua Shenivala, if they see that they have relations, Choshoshim Mishum Znut, Ve'en Choshoshim Mishum Kiddushin. The Tanakama says, we don't assume that he did it L'Shem Kiddushin, we assume that he did it L'Shem Znut. Okay, even if there was no, right, what does Newt mean here? It doesn't mean that he paid her money, right, like that weird case. It means, right, he just slept with her, outside of halacha, let's say, you know. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, af choshashim mishum kiddushin. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're also choshesh that maybe he did it l'shem kiddushin. So now, according to this, Ru'ua shenivala, what do you see? There's a machloket, right? Not everyone would agree. So now, keman az lahad amar rabbi b'chana amar rabbi yochanan machloket k'shuro shenivala, aval lo ru'ua shenivala, divrei hakol ein tzrichai menu get sheni. Keman, ki rabbi Yossi v'rabbi Yehuda, right? According to this, Tanakama, Beit Hillel said, ru'ua shenivala, the get is batel, because it's, right, we assume he did it l'shem kiddushin. So now, that only matches the opinion of rabbi Yossi v'rabbi Yehuda. Because that's what he said. He said, if they sleep together, then we assume he did it l'shem kiddushin. And Tanakama said, we don't assume. So Tanakama doesn't match Beit Hillel there, right? According to, remember, it's not what Beit Hillel actually said. It's what Rabba Bar Achana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that that's the case Beit Hillel was talking about. Okay? So that would only work according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Matkif la Rabba, but Rabba says, no, something doesn't work in your opinion either, Abaye. Imke my af. What does it mean, af l'shem kiddushin, right? That's what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said. Even choshashim mishum kiddushin. Even sounds like I agree with you that it's kiddushin and even more, right? So even doesn't seem to work. So ela amar Rava hachi ka'amar. Rabbi Yossi, this is how you should read it. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda omer, af lo ra'u ashenivala choshashim mishum kiddushin. What does that mean, right? Even if, and as Tanakama says, if ra'u ashenivala, then we're choshashim mishum kiddushin, and his af is to include even if lo ra'u ashenivala choshashim mishum kiddushin. Okay, in which case, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? He holds no matter what, we're choshashim mishum kiddushin, and the other guy holds we're only choshashim mishum kiddushin if ra'u ashenivala. Okay? So now, keman az lahad amar rabba b'chana amar rabbi yochanan machloket k'shuro ashenivala, aval lo ra'u ashenivala, divrei hakol eino tzrichahim ena get. Keman de lo kechad. Now, this doesn't match anybody. Why is that? Okay, so let's get this. Because if, what does he say? The machloket is ra'ua shenivala. They have a machloket about that. Now, what did we just say? They don't have a machloket about it. Everyone agrees if ra'ua shenivala, that it's a get. Their machloket was if lo ra'ua shenivala. Right? And according to this, lo ra'ua shenivala, divrei hakol eina tzricha himenu get. And that doesn't match Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda because he thinks she does need a get. So therefore, this is a statement of Rabbi Chanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi's reading, doesn't match any opinion here in the Tanaim. Okay,
and so that's... There's no ra'ua shenivala. I mean, they were just together alone.
Yeah, they were together alone in a room. In other words, if the husband and wife get divorced, and then they go and they're mityached together in a room, we're more suspect than any random person that goes together in a room, because they were married before. Okay? This happens, by the way, in the courts nowadays. Seth was telling me last night that there's been cases they've dealt with at Itim where the husband will try to cancel the get, and he'll say, well, right after we got divorced, right after I gave her the get, we were together and we slept together.
And who can prove that?
Right. I guess it depends maybe if they both admit, you know, it's a good question exactly how you prove it and what the story is. But according to halacha, we actually pass them like Beit Hillel, apparently we don't paskin like Rabbi Baruch Hanan, it's only if Ra'u Ashenivala, right? But, so anyway, it's Lamasa about it. So I don't know how we accept the testimony, I don't know, we'd have to look into that. But it actually does come up nowadays, so it's a very interesting, relevant halacha. Okay, we'll stop here. So, like I said, no shir Thursday, Friday, and hopefully on Sunday I'll be posting, and anyone who's in the Silver Spring area can come listen. The Shirin Friday night, Shabbat, and Shabbat afternoon. I'm excited.